Akeem, can you just take us through your interception return?
It was a third and long play. Coach called a vision defense, and I seen our D-line got pressure on Luck, so I kind of just sat out in my zone. Was anticipating seven stop, and that's what he ran. I was able to make the play, make a guy miss, and go home.
Akeem, why are you able to turn interceptions into touchdowns? What is that, your...
I don't know. Because I practice it, you know. He asked my coach, when I get an interception in practice, I go score on it, you know. So practice make perfect, man.
Akeem, you guys shut down Moncrief, Hilton, and Dorsett pretty well in the first half. What gave you guys that success?
Against Moncrief?
Yeah.
TJ did. Definitely. He came across the middle. TJ got up in that chest. And I think that might have been the end of his day.
Akeem, the first move you made on your pick six, I know you used to be a wide receiver, but some of your teammates were just in awe about that move you made on that guy. You ever plead to Coach Kubiak, hey, put me in an offense a couple of times here?
Oh, man,
and there?
I'm still trying to get in this game shape, man. Maybe when I get in this good game shape, I turn my pleas on. But as of right now, man, I'm sticking to the cornerback.
You know, that last little bit of a stand to put things away. It feels to us a little bit like last year again. Does it feel the same way?
I feel like that's the NFL, man. You could look at all the games around the league. You probably see three blowouts, and the rest of the games is close games where somebody got to stop somebody in the fourth quarter. So that's just the NFL, man. That's the nature of our league, and we hang our hat on that.
Another week, Akeem, another physical game. There are some across the country that brought up this team being a dirty defense after the Panthers game. Was that something you guys talked about in the locker room leading up to this game this week?
Nah, man, we didn't talk about it at all. We just played full speed through the whistle, man. We played Bronco football, and that's what we're going to continue to play.
Akeem, when you see Miller strip the ball, Shane Ray picks it up, what's going through your head when you know what these guys can do, but what's going through your mind in that moment?
Well, we knew they had no timeouts. We knew they was going to throw the ball. They was down a touchdown, 6 points or whatever. But we just wanted to get after him, man. Get after him, make him throw something fast. And Von did what he do, man. He the best at it. He the best pass rusher in the game right now, and he showed it today.
Akeem, two-part question. Did you wear them down in the fourth quarter, and is that what led to the turnovers? And did you say anything to Shane Ray after he scored his first career touchdown?
I think when guys come up here to play us, they definitely be a little more winded than us in the fourth quarter. So we definitely wear on guys in the fourth quarter, and I just told Shane, congrats, man, congrats. You're on the board, baby.
Keep a lot of talk this week about how Andrew Luck, quote, had your guys' number. Did you guys do anything differently to attack him today?
I think we had a solid game plan, man. We like last year we played him, we matched up. So, you know, you match up, you game plan different, you know. So we just stuck to our game plan, did what we do today against Luck, and we didn't change anything up. I feel like last year we changed some up last year, and you know, it was terrible. So we went out there and played Bronco D today and showed you, hey, he don't got our number. Appreciate it.